Remember when you tried taking away the car keys from your grandpa because he kept getting lost or couldn't see as well as he used to, or he said he was a black woman?
By the way, I'm proud to be, as I said, the first vice president, first black woman, mm-hmm. served with a black president. Mm-hmm. I'm proud of the first black woman in the Supreme Court. There's just so much that we can do.
You've already heard Biden's refusing to quit the presidential race despite his poor debate performance. That was the night America realized he is 81. Today, Biden sent a two-page letter to congressional Democrats that reads in part, "The question of how to move forward has been well aired for over a week now, and it's time for it to end." He writes about accomplishments such as creating 15 million jobs, like that's really something to brag about, Mr. President. He also mentions lowering the monthly price of insulin for seniors. You know, if I have to hear about insulin one more time, I am going to lose it. There's something about power. Once you get a taste of it, it's very hard to give it up. He could change his mind on his own, or someone could distract him. Just turn on the TV and turn on The Price is Right. Come on down. Sit on your couch and watch the show until after the convention. I'm Josh Spiegel. Hear me mornings on 98 Rock.